The southern United States has been pounded by yet another dangerous winter storm, which is pushing farther east and towards the coast. At least 13 deaths have been blamed on the stormy weather across the south, and thousands of flights across the country had been cancelled by midday today. Tracy McClure reports.
Several days of sleet and snow brought massive traffic jams Wednesday, with scenes of abandoned cars and vehicles sliding off the roads in Raleigh, North Carolina. The scenes brought back images of the last snowstorm to hit Atlanta, Georgia, just a few weeks ago. But this time, people paid heed to the dire warnings of authorities and stayed home. Snow was forecast to stop falling and temperatures to rise in most of Georgia by late Thursday morning, but ice remains a concern, with refreezing possible overnight and into Friday. Firemen are removing trees downed by heavy ice and snow, and utility workers are out en masse trying to get electricity and heat back on for more than 500,000 homes across the South. Some people could be in the dark for days. As the storm makes its way up to the already battered northeast, authorities have expressed some concern over depleted salt supplies and schools which have run out of snow days. Washington, D.C. could see around 8 inches of snow. Federal offices have been closed there, and Reagan National Airport has closed all runways. Boston could see 8 inches. New York City could receive 6. The Philadelphia area could get a foot or more. And Portland, Maine may see up to 9 inches. I'm Tracy McClure.